Like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, out of the 16th chapter, I read verses 19 through 24 for your consideration, supporting scripture coming from St. Matthew 25, 45, and 46 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads that there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared scrumptiously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Matthew 25, 45, and 46. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as he did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And there shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Based on our thinking coming this morning, from the 22nd verse, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Based on those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. One died and was carried. One died and buried. And we just give God praises. For truly the Lord is worthy this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in this place. It moves in such a way this morning that I almost feel like not preaching. Hallelujah. So I won't be before you long this morning. There are times that I say that and don't do that. But I think this is one of the mornings where I won't be before you very long. God has blessed us and is yet still keeping us. And I thank God for being that God that has been right there just when we all needed him the most. There's witnesses in the house this morning to know that can't nobody do you like Jesus. And sometimes it's those times when you're not in the church house, but when you're in your own house, or when you sometimes even at work, or in the comfort of your car, God blesses and reminds you that he is there by your side. And so it is that God that has blessed us and allowed us to assemble in this place to praise and worship him just one more time. And so because of that, we give God glory. We thank God that God has blessed us and allowed us to go through another week's journey. And because he's blessed us, we know that he is worthy to be praised. We come today to pray and to not only for ourselves, but for those that whom we love, but and to let God ask him to remember those that are less fortunate. You know, we always want God to bless us and to bless ours, but we got to sometimes go out beyond our comfort zone and beyond our families and beyond our extended family and ask God, God bless that other individual, because there's somebody don't know that Jesus is in the prayer room, that there's somebody that don't know that you can call on the name of God and God will be right there. The Bible declared that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. We know and understand this morning that in many ways we are yet our brother's keeper. We may not want to admit it, but there are times when we got to be there for our brother. We've heard on many occasions where it's been said, don't look down on a man unless you're willing to pick him up. And how many of you know that we got a whole lot of folk that wouldn't pass the Good Samaritan test? But we have seen them land by the wayside and we have still go over on the other side. We see somebody that is suffering and going through, and because it's not one of ours, we act like that they don't matter. We got to learn that everybody is somebody, and everybody needs the same blessing, the same mercy, the same grace that you get. Somebody else need that too. Anybody know that you are so glad that God is a forgiving God? If your testimony this morning is that I'm saved and I'm sanctified, don't forget the other days when you was not saved and you was not sanctified. You hadn't always been set apart. There were times when you got in the clique with the group and you wanted to do all you could while you could. But there are times when you couldn't even hardly find your way home. You were so drunk and then stumbling or so high that you didn't even know where your mind was. I don't know about you, but I remember one night I went home and the car was across the driveway. I said, how in the world did I get in the house? But you got a God that watches over you when you ain't got sense enough to take care of yourself. Ain't nothing to be ashamed about. You wasn't the one that watched over me. You wasn't the one that kept me. So why am I going to be ashamed to let you know that, yeah, I was drunk that night. Some of us never had a drink in our life, and we just as mean and ornery as we can be. Maybe you need a drink. Loosen yourself up and relax your mind just for a little while and let you know that you are yet still a human being. You are yet in the confines of your flesh. All of us got a story this morning. Every one of us got a history. Every one of us can look back to where we've come from. And we might not even be where we want to be right now. But isn't it a good thing to know we're not where we was? We're in here trying to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. And we got to know that God is a God that blesses us. We know God to be a God this morning that is without respect of persons. God blesses us all, and God wants us to have that same mindset and know that no matter what we have done or who we are, how rich or how poor we may be, none of us is no better than nobody else. I don't care if you carry a title, that don't make you better than somebody else. You might be the boss man on the job, but the job still can't get done without the workers. Well, I found out that even if you're in leadership or if you're the boss man, if you treat those that are under you right, you'll get better service out of them. Amen. All you got to do is learn how to treat folk like you want to be treated, and know that God is going to be God. And if we got to realize that the reality of the matter is that we got to understand that no matter how good you think you are, you're still no better than what God has blessed you to be. Today, I want to instill in us the importance of knowing how we should treat one another. Regardless to our social status, where we live, or what we've got, we should always treat others as we ourselves want to be treated. It has been said on many occasions as we come in life that we got to know that God has instructed us and commanded us to love one another. Then let me, if you will, stress the teachings of Jesus concerning our treatment of those that are less fortunate. How he said that how we ought to treat our brothers and sisters are a reflection as to how we treat him. You see, we got to understand this morning that when we do good toward our brother, it's the same as doing good toward God. When we neglect or mistreat our brothers and sisters, then we also are mistreating God. As we look here at our supporting text this morning, the Bible tells us that there was a time that people needed to learn that God was the one in control. He talks about there's going to come a day of separation when all of the nations are gathered together and the sheep will be divided from the goats, and the sheep would be on the right hand of God, and where there's honor and where there's blessings, but the goats would be on the left. I wonder this morning, do you know whether or not you're a sheep or are you a goat? You don't know how to treat folk, then you fall in the goat category. If every time you do a kind deed towards somebody, you got to have a pat on the back or you got to be lifted up, you're still a goat. The Bible declares anything that you do, and if it's not out of love, then it means nothing to the power of God. Jesus says here in the text, he says, then shall the king say unto them that are on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that is prepared for you in the foundation from the foundation of the world. For he said, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me, and I was sick and you visited me. Found myself in prison and you came to see about me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered? Or when did we feed thee? When were you thirsty? Or when did we give you anything to drink? When did we even see you as a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Jesus says in this 40th verse, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So that one that you neglected, that one that you've been looking over, you got to understand that Jesus is saying that you are looking over him. The Bible declares, and it says here in the next verse, then shall he say unto them that are on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, being that we all come to church on somewhat a regular basis, we believe that we want to hear him say, well done. But why would God say well done when you hadn't did anything? God is not going to say well done just because I'm standing here preaching his word. I still got to treat my brother like my brother. I still got to have a heart that when I see somebody that has less than I have, if they're hungry, I don't not mind giving them a piece of bread. How many times that you get in your automobile and you pass by folk that need a ride and you so mean you don't want nobody in your car? The least that you did unto the brother, and you did so unto me. For Jesus then shall say unto them, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you brought me something to drink. I was a stranger and I wasn't part of the family, but you let me lay my head down in your house. You know, we got some folk that if you be good to folk, them other folk will talk about you. That they don't like it because you got a good heart. They'll say, I wouldn't let them stay in my house. You need to put them out. Well, you don't pay the bills over here. You don't buy the grocery over here. I feed who I can while I can, because I don't know when the day is going to come when I might get hungry. Be careful who you look over. Be careful about those things that you want to say that you're going to do, but you don't never do. You got to stop having the one thing that comes out your mouth and there's something else in your heart. If you're going to treat somebody like you want to be treated, then you got to treat everybody like they are somebody. I want to be able to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So because of that, I got to treat everybody like they are somebody. Bible declares that if you want to be a sheep, you got to act like you know who the power of God really is. The Bible declares in this 45th verse, then shall he answer them saying, verily I say unto you. Inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. So in other words, what Jesus is saying is that when you see that individual that he or she doesn't come up to your standards. You know how it is sometimes because they don't wear name brand. You think that your clothes are better than their clothes. But it's not what you got on your back. It is just the fact that you got something on your back. I'm so glad to know this morning that I serve a God that is able to do what I need to have him to do in my life. I found out and I thank God that there are those of us that have and there are those that don't have. But I want to let you know this morning that as I come before you as a servant of the Most High God, you got to learn how to share the riches that God have given you. Even though you might be a rich man, that don't mean that you can buy your way into glory. And that don't mean that because you're poor, you're on your way to hell. Anybody know that even though you may not have a whole lot of money, you can still get in glory? I'm so glad to know that I can't pay my way in. I know that the Bible declared that we got to give him 10% of what God gives us. And it's a good thing to be able to say I pay my tithes and my offering. But if you pay your tithes and your offering and you look over those that are in need, then you're still missing the blessing that God wants you to have in your life. I want to share with you what I don't call it a parable because God in this particular verses, he gives a name of one of them. Said that there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and he had everything he wanted every day. Don't you know when you got a whole lot of money, you can eat what you want to eat. You can go where you want to go. You can act like you're all of that, a whole bag of chips and all of that. But I just stopped by to let you know that just because you got on fine linen, you might have on purple, you might have on gold. But I want to let you know that that man that's walking around in polyester. You know how it is. We talk about those that wear the polyester. We talk about those that got not only not the real leather, but got pleather. But I thank God if I don't have a leather coat, that pleather gonna keep me warm from the wind. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You don't have to have the best of everything. But when God give you something, you ought to be a blessing with what the Lord God have gave you. The story this morning tells us that there was a rich man. A rich man that was dressed up in fine linen. Then there was another man that was a beggar by the name of Lazarus. This man by the name of Lazarus was set at the gate of the rich man. Don't you know that when you're set down by the gate side and the rich man came out and saw that the beggar was there, had a whole lot of food in the household, but would not even give him the crumbs that came from the table. The man said, all I want is just to have a little of your crumb that dropped down from your table. But I find that this rich man treated a dog better than he did the man. It's a sad thing when you treat your animals better than you treat other folk. You got some folk that'll buy their animals everything and even put a little coat on them sometimes. And they see a man walking down and don't have a coat on their back. But I'm so glad to know that I serve a mighty God. A God that let me know that you can live high today, but you got to come back down. Anybody know you're not going to be on the mountain all the time? There's going to be a time that you got to give up and give God the praise. For this man that sat by the wayside, the Bible declared that he would land there, that the rich man allowed his dog to lick the very sores on the man's body. It's a nasty thing when you allow your dog to treat somebody else worse than what you want to be treated. The Bible declared that when the beggar died, that he was carried up by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died also. I just stopped by to let somebody know that everybody in here, you're going to die. If you die rich or if you die poor, there's going to come a time that you got to answer the judgment. And I want to know if you're going to treat everybody like somebody. For here this rich man here that treated the beggar like nobody. But then when he died, we were buried. But the poor man that didn't have very much, that man died and he was carried. God dispatched an angel down. Say, go and get Lazarus up out of the grave, for I'm going to put him in the bosom of Abraham. I look at Lazarus as a sheep, one that is on my right hand, one that is favored and honored in my eyesight. And I'm going to take care of my very own. So I want to let you know, don't worry about it. When folk talk about you doing good, do what you can while you have a chance. But now look at this rich man. Rich man died on the same occasion, but the Bible declared that the rich man was buried. As he was buried, he opened up his eyes. He wasn't in glory anymore. He wasn't cool anymore, but he found himself in the gates of hell, and he looked up over on the other side. He saw a man by the name of Lazarus, the same man that he walked over, the same man that he wouldn't give a piece of bread. But when he saw the man in Abraham's bosom, he said, Oh, Lazarus, why don't you come over here? Dip your finger down in the water. Put it on my tongue so I can have a cool tongue. But now why would Lazarus go and take care of the rich man? Lazarus said, when I was down at your gate and I was hungry and you would not feed me, I needed a bite of heat and you wouldn't give me anything to eat. I was thirsty and you wouldn't give me anything to drink. So why am I going to come out of glory to come over there in hell and give you something right now? You better do what you can on this side, because if you get on the other side, the Bible declares that there was a big gulf there. In other words, there was a gap between heaven and hell. And once you get on one side, you cannot get on the other side. So I'm so glad I serve a God. This old rich man, he began to look out of some more eyes now. Those days that he looked over Lazarus, now he can see him from afar. He see that they're doing the right thing. We'll pay off after a while. So I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad this morning that I serve a God that's on my side. I know that I'm in here right now, and one day I'm going to die. And when they all get together, I want to be on the right hand. I want to be one of those that are called a sheep. Where are the sheep at in the house that know you're doing what the Lord God said? Where are the sheep at in the house that don't mind feeding those that are hungry, that don't mind being nice to those that are lonely, that'll be there when nobody else is on your side? I'm so glad that even though it's appointed unto us once to die, somebody gonna be carried and somebody gonna be buried. But I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God, and God has allowed me to open up my eyes. Oh God, and I see my God right now, saying, if you do what I tell you to do, if you hold on to my unchanging hand, I'll walk with you, I'll talk with you, I'll make everything all right. When you get sick and call on my name, I'll come in your prayer room, I'll reach my hand down, I'll pick you up out of your situation. Am I talking to anybody in here that has ever been down and out? But you know that the Lord God is right there by your side. When I need a Lord, when I need my God, he's always right by my side. So I just stop by to tell somebody, when you got something, don't be all high and mighty, but share what you got. Because one day you're going to lose everything, and you are going to die. And what the Lord God is saying, that those that are yet still living, when he comes back, there's going to be a separation. And in that separation, you're either going to be a sheep or you're going to be a goat. Now, the one thing you got to understand, we're not going to be judged all at the same time. But you got to stand there and give an account of the life that you live down here. So when the rich man got before Jesus, I can hear Jesus saying, now, what about Lazarus that you passed over that was at your gate every day, right there at your footsteps? And you allowed the dogs to eat the crumbs and lick the sores of this man. And now you want a blessing from me? Depart from me. Get on the left side with your rich sadity self. And your riches are going to burn in hell with you. Then here poor Lazarus come. Said, Lord, I never had nothing. And I've been sitting out there as a beggar. Many times I was hungry and I didn't have nobody. And the Lord God said, come on with me. Everything's going to be all right. You get on my right side. I'm going to give you honor. And I'm going to bless you with grace. I'm going to place you in Abraham's bosom. And then there's going to come a day that old rich man that wouldn't give unto you, he's going to look across the gulf and see that you are blessed. And then have the audacity to ask you to cool his scorching tongue. Lazarus, come over here. Put your finger in the water. And then, and I'm finished, this rich man realized that I had an opportunity to do the right thing and I didn't. So I can't get on the other side. But he said, Jesus, go by my daddy's house. Because I got five brothers there and they must be the same way I am. So go by there and teach them how to do the right thing, because I don't want my brothers to end up in hell where I am. Once you know the good news, then you ought to share it with somebody. The Lord God told him, no need for me to go over there. They got preachers out there preaching hard as they can. And if you won't hear them, you're not going to hear me. So you better heed to the word while you have an opportunity. It's a blessing to have, but don't be too mean and too hateful to share with those that are less fortunate. For that you do to the least of them, you do that unto him.